This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. Really big show today. It is Monday. Monday is fun day. It's always great to come off a weekend relaxed, re-energized. I'm like a human energizer bunny ready to attack the liberals and the commies and the Marxists and the socialists and the globalists and the America haters and the Jew haters and the Israel haters. So much great stuff out there. My commentary is going to be out there in newspapers around the country on Thursday. It always starts with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And the commentary will begin today's show. It's called The Real Ukraine Scandal. The Real Ukraine Scandal. Trump is not getting thrown out of office, not with his remarkable record of economic success for the average American middle-class worker. Not going to happen. 63 million Trump voters will ensure that never happens. We have your back, Mr. President. Think I'm wrong? President Trump has the highest approval rating among Republicans in history. 95%. No one is impeaching this president. I repeat, we have your back, Mr. President. Now let's discuss why that's happening. Why the Ukraine scandal? Trump touched the third rail of Democrat deep state D.C. swamp politics. He had the audacity to ask Ukraine's president to investigate massive Democrat corruption and theft of taxpayer money. And alarm bells went off at the DNC when they heard about Trump's phone call. They realized Trump's about to expose the biggest scandal in U.S. political history. Trump's about to put powerful people in prison. Trump's about to destroy the Democrat Party. Trump's about to expose the dirty deep state. So it was all hands on deck. President Trump had to be framed and destroyed. Enter Joe Biden. Few in the Democratic Party wanted an old white guy as the nominee anyway, especially Obama, who knew him best. In order to frame Trump, Biden had to be sacrificed. But the real story is about Obama, the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, Pelosi, and many other powerful Democrats. Their fingerprints are all over Ukraine. Forget about the high-paying jobs for their family members. This goes much deeper. Ukraine donated the most cash of any country in the world to the Clinton Foundation. What a coincidence! Ukraine donated more money to the Clinton Foundation than China, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, or Saudi Arabia. Does this pass the smell test to you? Why did this happen? Tiny, anonymous Ukraine was the recipient of billions of dollars in U.S. taxpayer-funded aid. It's a million miles away. No one was watching. No media was watching. Clearly, there were kickbacks extorted out of those billions. Democrats treated Ukraine as their personal fiefdom. And I'm betting all the bribes flowed through the Clinton Foundation. That's why the Clinton Foundation is located offshore. Because if a charity is based in the USA, you still have to report what comes in and what goes out. There are no such reporting requirements for an offshore organization. Hillary was running her version of the Gambino crime family slush fund. Jimmy Hoffa and the Teamsters had nothing on the Clintons. The Clintons looted Ukraine and U.S. taxpayers, all based on the power, fame, and threats of the Secretary of State and the future President of the United States. Everyone in the Democratic Party and the deep state got a taste, a piece, to ensure no one would rat. But Trump knows where the bodies are buried. Ukraine is the key to this massive Democrat scandal. Biden was just the tip of the iceberg. Trump is threatening to expose the Obama-Clinton DNC cash cow, the extortion racket of the Democrat Party. powerful Democrats grew hysterical when they heard about Trump's phone call to the president of Ukraine. All hell broke loose. Trump had to be stopped at all costs. Follow the money. My guess is if you look close enough, you'll learn why Obama named Biden his sacrificial lamb. Biden was always the perfect dummy just in case Hillary didn't win the election and therefore didn't cover up the crimes. So let me make this clear to Democrats. We've got your number. We know what happened. Justice will be served, and you're never, ever, ever impeaching our hero, President Donald J. Trump. My commentary, the real Ukraine, scandal coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and a newspaper near you. So in light of what I just read you, told you, educated you, empowered you, there was an Oliver Stone flick back in 2014, and it exposed Barack Obama and Joe Biden's successful coup in Ukraine, and the media said nothing about it. Oliver Stone did a series of interviews with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Ukraine, and the clip contains Ukrainian officials and Obama officials discussing the coup. And Obama and Biden coordinated the coup and made it happen. And Joe Biden's drug-addicted son and hooker-addicted son and crack-pipe-addicted son, Hunter Biden, ended up making millions of dollars in the deal. And maybe Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry and all the Democrats made hundreds of millions. What's amazing is it's all on film in a 2016 Ukraine documentary. Oliver Stone's 2016 Ukraine documentary, and nobody is talking about it, and the media doesn't care. But we care on this show. Now, there was more news over the weekend. Glenn Beck, I'm not a big Glenn Beck fan. I used to be a big Glenn Beck fan. I thought he was fantastic. I thought he was a breath of fresh air. And then he became a never-Trumper, and he acted deranged, and he said how much he hated Trump, and he actually said America's going to hell if you elect Trump, and he lost almost his entire audience, and he lost all his popularity, and now he's a big Trumper again. But over the weekend, he's still a good investigator. He always was great at investigating Democrat scandals and Democrat corruption. And over the weekend, Glenn Beck revealed an email and an exclusive audio recording that exposes how the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, was colluding with Ukraine in order to harm Trump's campaign in 2016. I'll get to all of that as the show goes on. All of that. First, I want to mention President Donald Trump's reelection campaign said today the president is experiencing unprecedented support and engagement after Democrats announced the impeachment inquiry. This has the president's supporters, and I told you in my commentary, President Trump's popularity is up to 95% among Republicans. What an incredible number, 95% among Republicans. That's amazing. Amazing. And so Republicans, President Trump supporters and independents engaged in the campaign and supporting Trump in ways they were not doing before this level of insanity. And we have Nancy Pelosi and the impeachment inquiry to thank for that. President Trump's campaign director, Tim Murtaugh, said during a call with reporters Monday afternoon. I often say, whatever I say on this show comes out of the mouths of the President of the United States, U.S. Senators, Governors, Ted Cruz last week, and of course, President Trump's representatives, because what did I write in my column last week? Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. What you did for Trump with enemies like that, who needs friends? I wrote that 10 days ago. Since Pelosi announced the impeachment inquiry, Trump's reelection campaign and the RNC, Republican National Committee, have raised $15 million in 72 hours, the same amount Joe Biden raised in the entire third quarter. Previously, the campaign's biggest surge of support was after the Robert Mueller report was released in April. The campaign recalled raising $1 million from supporters in 72 hours. After Pelosi announced the impeachment inquiry, the campaign experienced five times that support, raising $5 million in 24 hours and $15 million in 72 hours. It's just not limited to Republicans, we don't think. This is the sort of thing that gets Americans really fired up, Murtaugh said. Attempts to undo a legitimate election because of strictly political motivation. The campaign noted since the impeachment inquiry was announced, donations from 50,000 first-time donors came in. So this is not just, you know, BS. This is not champagne propaganda. These are serious stats. 50,000 first-time online donors came in. Murtaugh said Democrats across the country who are running for office are in serious trouble. And he's right. He said, I don't know if they got what they wanted, but they certainly have their hands full now, and I couldn't agree more. By the way, a new poll is out that shows Trump gaining independent support over top Democrat challengers. Trump's gaining independent voters and holding an edge with the demographic over potential Democrat challengers, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, a new Investors Business Daily Tip October poll shows. It was taken September 26th to October 3rd. It was 900 adults, including a subset of 341 Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents. Showed the president edging out Warren in support from independent voters in a hypothetical general election matchup. Trump leads Warren by independent voters by 6 percentage points, 49 to 43. Trump leads Sanders among independent voters by 4 points, 48 to 44. In any case, all these polls, in my opinion, are wrong because they don't take into account likely voters. They're too quick to poll any voter, not likely voters. And they also don't understand that 5 to 10% of the electorate minimum who loves Trump and will never, ever, ever tell a pollster they love Trump. They'll either never pick up the phone or they'll actually give bad information to pollsters in order to make them look bad, in order to knock them out of business. We hate the pollsters. We hate the media. Screw them. I've never given my opinions to the media, ever. To a pollster, ever. Never. Never taken a poll in my life. So whatever numbers you see at 5 or 10%, just based on likely voters, and at 5 or 10% based on Trump voters refusing to talk to pollsters, and if Trump's winning by 4 points, he's probably really winning by 14 points. We shall return. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 Retirement Investment Blunders to Avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement with errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed-level fees. Call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you, at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event where Trump Love Fest, AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, in hour number three. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I'm your relentless Trump warrior and conservative capitalist evangelist. I'm in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. I'm always on the war path, lots of things to go to war about. And I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station in Las Vegas, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Owned and operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, the man who gave me my shot in local radio. Thank you, Ed. Wouldn't be here today without you. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg. I wouldn't be on syndicated national radio without Fred. Two men of great vision and good taste. Ed Stoltz, Fred Weinberg, the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the RootWall.com studio, my new pack. You'll hear the ads breaking today, not just here on my show and on USA Radio shows all over the country, but also on all kinds of other mediums, including national TV. RootWall.com. It's the Root for the Wall pack. The website's RootWall.com. The phone number is 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL. And the point of the Root pack is that President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in our lifetime who's keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. But he cannot do it alone. He cannot do it without our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and it's time we take a stand. We got to take a stand against open borders. It is ruining our country. It is ruining our children's future. It is ruining our schools. It is ruining our hospitals. It is bankrupting the country. It's adding up massive national debt. It's bringing disease into our country. It's bringing crime like murder and rape into our country. It's bringing drugs into our country. It's bringing human trafficking and pedophilia into our country. We either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God, and that's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC, so 63 million Trump voters together can raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. We got to motivate him. We got to inspire him. We got to thank him. Call 844-ROOT-WALL, toll-free 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. It's the most caller-friendly show in America with Wayne Root. You can call anywhere in this country toll-free, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, rootforamerica.com, and of course the new one, rootwall.com. And you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. Or you can find me on Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. Before I get to all the Trump stuff and the Trump impeachment and more of the Ukraine story, I got to get to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, because she unveils her manifesto. She wants a just society, which means nationwide rent control, as if the federal government has anything to do with you and I buying a building or a home and renting it out. None of your damn business. I pay for the house. Don't tell me how to rent it. Don't tell me how high the rent can be. None of your damn business. She wants nationwide rent control. She wants to abolish prisons. And she wants welfare for all illegals. It reads like the Communist Manifesto. Amazing. America's favorite once bartender, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has unveiled her manifesto for a just society. And if you thought the Green New Deal was incredible, insane, communist, this one will amaze you. She says a just society provides a living wage, safe working conditions, health care, free, of course. A just society acknowledges the value of immigrants to our community. She doesn't mention illegal immigrants. She just mentions all immigrants, whether you're legal or illegal, doesn't matter. You break into a house, it's the same as a resident, isn't it? To her, it is. I walk in with a key, the other guy breaks in. We're the same person. We have the same rights. She says a just society guarantees safe, comfortable, and affordable housing. By strengthening our social and economic foundations, we're preparing to embark on the journey to save our planet by rebuilding our economy and cultivating a just society. And she breaks down into six separate sections: the Recognizing Poverty Act, the Place to Prosper Act, the Embrace Act, the Mercy and Reentry Act, the Uplift Workers Act, the Guarantees the Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights for All Act. She'd adjust the poverty level to account for regional differences, which would help poor people on the coast more than deplorables in the middle of the country. The Place to Prosper Act would prevent year-over-year rent increases of more than 3%. The Embrace Act would allow illegal immigrants to claim the same welfare benefits as U.S. citizens and immigrants here legally. Can you imagine the insanity of this? She wants federal welfare benefits for all individuals with criminal convictions. She wants to promote prison abolition. She wants a real conversation about decarceration and prison abolition. And the Uplift Workers Act will adjust the OMB scoring from dollar-based to worker-friendliness, including whether you're a union member or not, when deciding on who deserves public funds. Sick in the head, commie.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
War now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Pentagon is concerned about the president's decision to pull back U.S. forces in northern Syria. The move allows Turkey to invade and go after the Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against the Islamic State. Currently, the Kurds are guarding thousands of Islamic State detainees. They will soon leave these positions to go north to fight the Turks. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham telling Fox News,
"This to me is just unnerving to its core. To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true."
A second whistleblower has come forward on the president's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. Democrats are arguing that this adds more credence to the first whistleblower's complaint because the second one has direct knowledge of some of the events that were detailed in the first whistleblower's complaint. This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. By the way, the number one show on Newsmax TV in the primetime hour at 8 o'clock. Bill O'Reilly joins me 3 nights a week, including tonight. And Newsmax TV reaches 70 million homes, headed for 80 million by the end of the year, including right here in Vegas. We just added Cox Cable starting on November 13th, so we'll be seen in the whole Vegas, the entire Phoenix and Tucson, the whole Arizona, the whole San Diego. We're adding almost 10 million new homes, so we'll be in 80 million homes by December. It's pretty cool, and I hope you are watching. Meantime, I want to mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, and then we'll get right to our esteemed guest, Michelle Malkin, one of my favorites in the whole conservative movement. AmpFest 19 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And remember, it's coming up fast. It's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I'll be missing Friday's show. I'll be flying to Miami, Florida. I'll be one of the big speakers at AmpFest 19. I'll be speaking at 11:30 on Saturday, right before lunch. It is going to be an entertaining political event and the Trump Fest of the year. If you love Trump, want to see him reelected, can't stand the liberals, head to the Trump Doral Hotel October 10th to 12th, this Thursday through Saturday in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers, including yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk, Brandon Straka, and acting legend Robert Davi. But it's more than just a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register, go to for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th and 12th at the Trump Doral in Miami. See you there. AmericanPriority.com. All right, thanks to our sponsor, and that's why we get great guests like Michelle Malkin. We got people sponsoring the show, so all of you get to listen for free, and they sign the front of the check, so make sure you take good care of them. Now, we've got Michelle Malkin as our guest. She's, of course, a conservative syndicated columnist, a blogger, best-selling author, mega best-selling author. Her new book is a title that is near and dear to my heart, Open Borders Incorporated, Who's Funding America's Destruction? Michelle Malkin, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hi, thanks for having me, Wayne.
It's always my joy to have you on. So you're a great person. You do great things for our movement. But unfortunately, like me, you and I do great things. We're patriots, and people want to ban us from speaking. And here in Vegas, I had a big event. It wasn't my event, but I was the main speaker at a big gun rights rally last week. And it was at the Harley-Davidson dealership on the Vegas Strip, and they expected 1,000 people, and it was highly promoted, and it was going to be a big event. And at the last minute, Harley-Davidson caved to liberal media pressure and backed out of the event. And I understand the same thing just happened to you and my great friend Brigitte Gabriel. You were having an event in Palm Beach, Florida, at Donald Trump's place, Mar-a-Lago. And it was, I think, the annual event for Act for America, Brigitte Gabriel's organization. Correct me if I'm wrong. And they canceled the event, Mar-a-Lago did, due to public and media pressure. Tell me what's going on.
Yes, I am an old friend of Brigitte as well. She is a fellow sister-in-arms and warrior princess. And I was scheduled to headline as a speaker for her annual banquet. It would have been her 11th one. And Mar-a-Lago got pressure because the Southern Poverty Law Center put out one of its scaremongering and hate smearing alerts about the event. It was picked up by the Miami Herald over the weekend, and they pretty much regurgitated SPLC propaganda. You know, the hate map and the hate list, which includes pretty much anyone who's to the right of Bernie Sanders,
right,
in the American public square. And then the Miami Herald did their copy-paste hit job, which included the obligatory condemnation from the unindicted co-conspirators of terror at the Council on American Islamic Relations. This is the copy-paste formula for deplatforming and cancel culture that we're talking about here. And corporate America, it's one thing if it's Silicon Valley, it's one thing if it's left-wing companies, but yes, it is more than a disappointment. It's a shock that Mar-a-Lago has confirmed the decision to cancel it, doubled down on it, and I think what really needs to go on here is that the SPLC and CARE have to be destroyed. These are people who have proclaimed that their agenda is to destroy their political enemies, and they've done it for 25 to 30 years now without any opposition or pushback. And in Open Borders, Inc., I have an entire chapter on how their tactics were perfected against immigration enforcement patriots. They've had me in their sights, SPLC has, since 2006. These are the people that have perfected the code words that we're not allowed to say. It's no surprise that you can trace this to what the ADL did last week, making the OK symbol and pretty much every number that exists some sort of code word or code figure for white supremacy and hate. And what they really mean by hate, of course, Wayne, is people who stand up for American sovereignty like me and you.
There you go. And, you know, I've said this on the air because you've got this new book out called Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction. I don't know if you're going to tell me you think that what I'm about to say, you don't know if it's right or maybe you think it's wrong. I'm just going to tell you what I think, my gut instinct. I'm a businessman, Michelle, and I've been in business my whole life, and I grew up the only Jewish kid in all mafia Italian neighborhood in New York. And I got to know the mafia up close and personal, and I'm telling you that every time the mafia does business, they demand 10% protection money, right? And when I'm in business and you get a good deal from somebody, you give them 10% finder's fee. So this 10% figure is always out there. Everybody who does business knows this 10% figure. So if I'm the Mexican drug cook, and I make $500-600 billion a year of drug trafficking into the United States, and don't forget human trafficking and child trafficking into the United States, over $500 billion a year. If I were to give 10% as protection money or as a finder's fee or as a commission, that would be a way that I would keep staying in business, to keep that wall away and to keep that border unsecure. I might think the best thing I could do with that money would be to fund Democrat candidates. And all I'm telling you, Michelle, is every time in Nevada where I live, I see four times as many ads for the Democrats as Republicans. We're supposed to be the party of the rich. Our candidates are all broke. They never have any money. They can't raise any money. And the Democrats have all the money they need in the whole world. And I'm not sure if it's just billionaires like George Soros and Tom Steyer, or if it's the Mexican drug cartel saying, let's take 5 or 10% of all the money we make, and let's make sure we elect Democrats, and all they have to do is keep stalling the wall. Any thoughts on what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally hear what you're saying. And there's a lot of synergy between and among all of the many layers of infrastructure and Open Borders, Inc. And you're right that George Soros is just one piece of the puzzle. He is the CEO of Open Borders, Inc. I have a whole chapter on where the $18 billion out of his $25.2 billion net worth is going to fund an entire constellation of 400-plus organizations. And they're all familiar to you and your listeners. Move On, United We Dream, La Raza, now Unidos in the U.S., CASA in Maryland, which really was the progenitor of these sanctuary spaces that have metastasized all across the country. But the drug cartels, of course, work in concert with many of these non-governmental organizations inside our country, south of the border, and around the world. It's the United Nations, it's the European Union, it's the Catholic Church and the Vatican. And, of course, directly at the physical southern border, you've got these drug cartels who collect something called the derecho de piso. That's their cut, right? That is the final passage. It's the final toll. It's going to get across the finish line. You've been helped by Jesuit priests and Doctors Without Borders and all of the illegal alien lawyers lobby right at the border to give you the fake story for asylum. Well, you can't get across unless you pay off the drug cartel.
So in the end, the drug cartel does have something to do with everything going on, whether you like it or not. They're intimately involved in keeping that border open, and that's what the Democrats want to do. So whether you like it or not, whether they're actually overt partners or not, they certainly are working in concert. The Democratic Party is doing the bidding of, whether they realize it or not, whether they're being paid or not, the drug cartels, right?
Yes, right. And so the campaign contributions that these Democrat Party candidates get, which has laundered through many of the political arms of these NGOs that are subsidized directly or indirectly by George Soros, have ties to all transnational organizations. It is a massive global human smuggling racket. And it's just one piece of it to talk about illegal aliens coming across the southern border. The refugee resettlement racket is a completely legal program that subverts our rights of self-determination and involves many of these NGOs as well as religious organizations that have been hijacked by the social justice left.
And it's not just going on in America either, Michelle, right? It's going on in Europe. In other words, when you have 1.5 million Muslims being imported into Europe, there are organizations making a freaking fortune on bringing them all in whose vested interest is to keep them coming. And that's happening in Europe, and that's happening on the Mexican border. Everybody's making money on this, right?
Everybody's getting their cut. And the most anodyne and benevolent-sounding charities are right in the middle of it. I tell this story, which is worth the price of the book, about Save the Children. I have a little son who's a performing artist. He's an ambassador for Save the Children. Who could be against saving the children? Well, Save the Children runs one of those migrant boats that is taking all of those African Muslims and dumping them on the Italian shore. At least European countries are doing something about it. Salvini in Italy, Orban in Hungary have outlawed many of these NGOs, and I don't know why nobody in Congress has stood up to propose such legislation here.
Michelle, we're headed to a break. You hear the music. Are you available to stay for the next segment to finish up? Because I'd love
Absolutely.
You to name. I'd love you to name names. She's got names in this book that are going to knock your socks off. You're going to go, what? And of course, I can't wait for you to expose these people, bad people. Michelle, hang on. We'll grab you on the other side of the break. Michelle Malkin, conservative, syndicated columnist, best-selling author of 7 books. Obviously, this will be her 8th best-selling book. Her new book is called Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction? And we're going to tell you who's funding it. We're going to name names when we get back with Michelle Malkin. Wade Allen Root, we're always on the warpath here. War. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Folks, some of you have asked me, what's in the MyPillow radio listener specials over at MyPillow.com? Well, let me tell you. Buy one, get one free MyPillow premium pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. You can save 30% and get free shipping. And, of course, I have both of those on my bed, both the Giza Dreams sheets and the MyPillow premium pillows. Mattress toppers, save 30%. If you travel a lot, here's something for you. Roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Buy one, get one free. Body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need a MyPillow body pillow. If you've got an older pet that you dearly love, dog beds as low as $19.99. Stadium cushions. Perfect time of the year for that with football kicking up. All these are specials along with the regular warranties. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Mike Lindell loves you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of the segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a Christian health sharing organization. They are not health insurance, but they are an alternative to health insurance, and I chose them 3 years ago for myself and my four kids, and it has worked out fantastic. Liberty Health Share allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access health care. You choose your doctor and hospital, and there are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share right now, or 12 midnight tonight, or 3 in the morning, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. And in my 3 years, I've saved $54,000 in premiums. And being that I save $18,000 a year just in the premiums, that means that starting in January, it's my fourth year, and I'll be up to $72,000 in savings. And when I had kidney stones, the first time in my whole life I've ever been sick, back in February, they paid for everything. The doctor, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the hospital, I paid a little tiny deductible, and they paid everything else about the surgery. They're the greatest. It starts at $107 a month for a single, starts at $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show from almost the first day, 3.5 years ago, Liberty Health Share. We're back with a great guest, Michelle Malkin, conservative syndicated columnist, best-selling author of 7 books, her new book, Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction? Michelle, I assume this is best-selling book number 8.
This is the 7th. This is the best-selling 7th book.
Got it. But it is a bestseller, right? And it's doing great.
We made the New York Times list, of course, which is like, that's that's meaningless now, knowing how rigged it is. But I, you know, you always have to have an asterisk by the New York Times.
No, but I think the opposite. I think when a conservative makes that rigged list, that means you've really got it over the top sellers. That means you're doing fantastic.
I guess you're right. You've got a point there, Wayne. So
I think you put asterisks next to a liberal who makes the New York Times list. But you know, because it's ridiculous.
I stand corrected. Thank you.
All right. So let's name some names. Who is it that is funding America's destruction and funding Open Borders Incorporated?
Well, I'll tell you what the most shocking revelation of the book is, and I know it's not new to you, but the fact is that it's the American taxpayer, unwittingly, who funds so much of what's happening on our southern border, the sabotage of it, as well as through the refugee resettlement program. I mean, this is the pet project of the United Nations, and upwards of 3 million refugees have been shipped here, largely without the consent of the governed, and that is the express agenda of George Soros. He wrote a book called The Case for Global Governance, where he talked about how sovereignty was an obstacle to his ultimate goal, which is control of the world. And that sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it is a conspiracy truth. And people need to realize the billions that have gone into subsidies to bring people like Ilhan Omar to this country. And it is also the American taxpayer and the American churchgoer who I think unknowingly are subsidizing so many of these illegal alien shelters that I've talked about, the sanctuary churches on the interior of our country, which are brazenly breaking the laws against aiding, abetting, harboring, and sheltering illegal aliens. And, of course, when you put your money towards a ticket that goes to pay for a movie at Hollywood, you have to know that you are lining the pockets of people who are then turning around and donating money, like Chrissy Teigen and George Clooney and John Legend are doing, into legal organizations that are bringing cases on behalf of illegal aliens all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I know. I got in trouble last week. You know, I admitted on the air, Michelle, that even though I'm the biggest conservative in the world since I'm 3 years old, I fought for Barry Goldwater at the age of three in my father's arms, and even though I'm the biggest Trump supporter in the world, and even though I'm the biggest pro-wall supporter in the world, I said, you know, I just love gangster movies. I love mafia movies, and I heard The Irishman with Robert De Niro is like one of the great movies of all time, and I hate that man with a passion. I think he's mentally disturbed. I think he's a Trump deranged nutcase, but... And I just can't stand them anymore, but I still got to go see the movie. I got so many emails from so many listeners and viewers of my show saying, Wayne, please don't do it. Wayne, please. So I've decided not to go see the movie because I don't want to put a cent in Robert De Niro's pocket. The guy makes me sick, but I just wanted to see a great gangster movie.
I hear you. I'm glad you listened to your listeners and fans. I agree with them. It's a small step to take, and, you know, it can be a certain type of sacrifice, but I think of all of the things that we can do to defund Open Borders, Inc., if we start with our own pocketbooks and our own daily lives, that'll help. And I really, really urge people especially to read my chapters on the caravan cartel, Wretched Refuse, which is about the refugee resettlement racket, and on the Hollywood chapter that I've written, because people need to understand that subsidizing our destruction is just not something that we ought to be doing if there's any way that we can stop it. I mean, there are larger forces at work here, and it's going to take a lot more work to do things like, for example, impeach open borders judges. I mean, we haven't even talked about the judiciary yet, which has been completely hijacked by open borders radicals. But start small.
All right, well, here's how I'll start, okay? I'll make my pledge. I'm going to take the money I would have spent on the tickets to go see The Irishman with Robert De Niro, and I'm going to spend it on your book and give it out to my friends, Open Borders, Inc. Who's funding America's destruction? The money goes to Michelle Malkin instead of Robert De Niro. I think I made a good choice. I feel good. I'm going to miss my gangster movie, but I feel great helping great conservative warrior Michelle Malkin. Michelle, great luck with the book.
Thank you. God bless, and keep waging war.
You got it. Thanks, Michelle. You too. All right, Wayne Allyn Root. We love Michelle. She's great. Get her book, Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction? Right back at you.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.